Welcome back to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And this is episode two of our new season. We are going over every single program announcement so far, our thoughts on these programs, and our heated debates on who's right, I guess, and our split opinions on these things.
Know. But just, to preface, most of these are from Japanese skaters because unlike a lot of skaters from other countries, they don't seem to feel the need to hide everything all the time. And so they actually perform these on Dreams on Ice. You can find these on YouTube, a lot of them. Hopefully they're still up. I've watched some of them, not all of them. But let's just get right into it. We're going to start with the women. You want to go first?
Okay, let's start with Kaori Sakamoto, three-time world champion. Let's just start with this argument, this heated battle right away, because she announced her short program as Time to Say Goodbye, Sarah Brightman and Andrea Bocelli. This is a song that was all over the place in skating in the late 90s and early 2000s. People either love or hate Sarah Brightman's voice, I will say that. For Corey, I actually really love this program, and it's another instance of Benoit Richaud somehow getting it right. Every once in a while he does. I feel like with this program, it's timed wonderfully to the music. I love it. How do you feel?
Okay, it just feels super generic to me. And you know how you say you love it, it feels appropriate to me. Like it used to be really big in skating, and that's where it feels to me. It feels like, oh, are we just gonna watch some 90s program? And I see to where it's appropriate in that, this version of the song was originally came out as, she sang it for a boxer's retirement, if I recall correctly. Because
I
it
don't
was
know that
really
many details.
Oh
Let me
yeah,
tell
so it
you,
was
when I was a kid, I used to, on PBS, they always used to have these Sarah Brightman concerts where after almost every song, they would go back to like the room where you would call in and give a donation. And I watched the hell out of Sarah Brightman concerts, and I never heard like the story behind Time to Say Goodbye. Sorry,
Oh, okay. So
unfortunately.
the just real quick, it's the original title is Conte Partiro. Just I will go with you, right? But she had heard it and she was supposed to sing some song as a tribute to a boxer that was retiring, and she felt this was perfect. And so that time to say goodbye line that replaced Conte Partiro is just literally about that. And so for her, I guess it's an appropriate program choice if she's just kind of talking about her own retirement. And it is time to say goodbye to Kaori's, competitive career. So in that, okay, cool. I guess maybe I'll watch it and be wrong and I'll shed a tear. But it just feels so staid. It feels very like, not to steal your term from how I describe Sueva's choreography, but like mothballs. And
Mothballs?
yeah, and that was just my initial reaction. And then when I saw the free skate to La Vie en Rose, I was just like the same thing. I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
Okay, the version she's using has been used quite a few times. It's a
Okay.
very dramatic, like bump bump every few seconds in the background
Oh, I didn't
for
know
a
that.
Yeah, so I
Okay.
like this version. I think a lot of people don't like it. They'd rather have like the original. I like this version. I think that it will lend itself good to her skating, but anyways, let's go back to the short program for a second because I'm still not over what you said.
Sorry, I'll
I
take a rest.
am a massive Kaori Sakamoto fan. I adore her so much. I feel like 2023, 2024, 2025, she kind of got lost. Her choreographers were giving her all these different styles, like maybe it will work. And I talked about this, I think, at Worlds, how her choreographer gave her this program. Her free skate last year to Chicago, and then she did an interview at Skate Canada that was like, well, my choreographer, who was Marie-France Dubreuil, she said it was going to be a really good program. So to me, it sounds like Corey didn't really have any say in this choice, and then she just skated the program. And I feel like the last few years, you could kind of feel that these programs were given to her rather than her having like a major input. Now, with this program, I'm pretty sure she picked out the music, and from my own opinion, I think you can tell that she really enjoys the program. She enjoys the music. She's holding her movements a lot more. She's
Okay.
not flailing through everything. The one negative, I mean, there's so many positives. She does a little nuance in her flying spin that's really beautiful. I love the step sequence. The one thing that I can say that's going against it, I feel like there's a little bit of like a leg stretched out. Going into the double axel, this is like her transition to the double axel. It seems out of place to me. Like, I feel like she could have done some other
Right,
movement
like this is what a
there.
Terry would have done, yeah, type
Yeah,
deal.
I mean,
Okay.
it seems like it's kind of out of place. And I think there's another transition into maybe her individual LUTs. I don't know. There's one other moment where I'm like, this really doesn't go with the music, but I am happy that I at least like one of her programs again, because it's truly been since probably
I
the
agree with that.
2022 season. I adored both of her programs that season, the Gladiator and the feminist free skate that she had. I loved both of those programs so much. And I am a huge fan of her. And people that watch this channel think that we both hate Corey because we're always saying like the negative, but we really like, I love her.
No, for real.
So
Yeah. I just haven't liked your program. Same thing. And that's why, like, maybe I'm having my own bias that, based on the trend of the last few seasons, that, oh, it's just more of the same, like, it's not her. And when I think of Kaori, I do think of, like, Matrix.
Matrix, yeah.
I think of even the piano, again, with the
Yeah, but
weird
that's more
bent
in this
arm,
style.
like, it's okay, maybe it's like older
Okay,
Benoit, not like
I
I feel
guarantee,
like Benoit's in a
listen.
new phase in his own choreography.
You, by the end of the, by the midway point of this year, you're gonna be like, I actually really like this program. I already
Okay,
know.
call
I
me
already
out.
know.
Call me out.
I already
Great.
know. It's gonna really set itself apart, I think, and you're really gonna like it. That's my opinion. And for the free
Okay.
skate too. I mean, I know that I think that she said she chose both pieces for
Okay.
the short and the free skate. I think she was involved in choosing the music. So I'm excited to see where the free skate goes as well. It's interesting though, yes, because both programs are more on that softer side, and I know that you would rather see the more dynamic kind of off
Yeah.
kilter. And I know that's why you're more or less, you want to see that, and that's why there's disappointment in these choices. But I think at least both programs give me hope that I can really love them again.
Like, because these are like, elder stateswoman programs is kind of the way I read these. And she's, to me, has never been that skater, I guess. And maybe she is in that role now as a skater, but maybe I have just not let go of
Well, listen.
2022 Kaori.
You and I both are feeling our age now, and we feel old, and I'm sure her being around and seeing all these younger skaters, she probably feels like, all right, I'm the elder stateswoman of the group. Like, here we go. Here's my granny programs. So I think it's good choices to go out with. If anything, I would have liked to see her bring back her 2022 program, but I know that was a very split opinion anyways too. So, we'll see. I can't judge the free skate until I see it, but I will say short program for me is like 95% of the way there. Just clean up some of those transitional movements just for the sake of doing them and make something that's more with the music. But I'm happy about them. So.
And then it's another one where I don't think we disagree, but on the next one, but Wakaba, short program is My Way, choreographed by Jeffrey Buttle. And I'll be honest, I've never really found Buttle's choreography to be all that memorable, which is why, like, this did not excite me at all. When I think of Wakaba and really what I want to see in her skating is that really raw emotional skating, even when she won the world medal to Skyfall, but then going years later when she was skating to Sia. That to
That
me
was
was
a
the
that short program. Oh my
quintessential
God.
Wakaba program.
My
Probably one of the best
favorite
short
short
programs
program.
we've seen in like a decade, right? Like, I would love for her to bring that back. And it never got the scores it deserved. I remember watching that live at Skate America and seeing the PCS come up and being like, crap, total crap. No, BS. Should have won PCS in that competition easy, but didn't. Right.
Yeah, it's interesting though about what you said about Jeff. I mean, I loved his skating, and we talk about how IJS was so screwed up in the first few years that it was around. These are the peak years of Jeffrey Buttle, and he was always, I mean, you're giving him PCS in the sevens, and you're giving Brandon Rose and Brian Joubert and all these skaters like the same kind of marks when Jeff is doing infinitely more in his
Yeah.
programs. They're so well choreographed. His free skate from 2000 three is one of the best free skates ever. He was always way ahead of the line as far as
2003, was that the Nakoi Kwatsi or whatever, the
no, that
really
was 2005.
avant-garde? That was 2005. Okay.
Nagoya Kwatsi was 2005 when he first got onto the world podium, but he had so many
Okay.
good programs, like really. But all of his programs from that transition from 6.0 to IJS, he should have been leading the way by so far in the PCS and IJS, and he never was. Now I
Right.
kind of agree that he's really not done anything super out of this world as far as choreography goes. But that doesn't always translate. Like we talked about with Patrick Chan, not being able to explain why he has such good skating skills or how you get there. I feel like Jeff maybe is another one of those people that he just adds a little something to his program, and he can't really in turn give it to other people,
Yeah.
which is not that unusual. But anyways, so that's the short
Yeah,
program.
and it's
Eh.
pretty, it's nice. It's just not something I'm gonna remember. Yeah. But the free skate I'm actually excited about. I think we
Yep, me
actually agree
too.
on this one.
Yep, we do.
Yeah, it's Wonder Woman by Shaylin, and I think Shaylin's was is a great choreographer for Wakaba.
Did she
You know, for a
do?
lot of
She did her
skaters.
Skyfall?
I
I
think
feel
she
like
did the
she.
Sia program. I don't know about the Skyfall. I know she did Sia, right? Okay. But I think it's a great match. I'm really excited because, you know, it's that powerful skating that you kind of expect from Wakaba. It's easily could be showcased in a program like this. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I think she needs a character-driven kind of something, and I feel like Wonder Woman makes sense for her and her skating style. Like this would be another program that I think Kyori could have probably skated to something similar. Just very character strong, whatever driven program. But for Wakba, I'm a happy. I tend to like her programs regardless of whether they're good or not. I just
I
like her.
know exactly. She has that quality. Yeah.
Yeah. So I am excited to see it though. And Shaylin always, more often than not, Shaylin really hits very, very well, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah. Like, I know when she first came onto the scene, it was just like, oh, you know, but she's really won me over as a choreographer. Because I wasn't a fan of her skating at all.
Yeah.
But as a choreographer, I just love her work. So I'm glad that, you know, she's keeping her around for Wakaba was keeping her for the short our free program. Yeah. So the next one is Monechiba. So the first one is a short program choreographed by Cizeron. I
Interesting,
actually
right?
don't really know the music all that well. It's Sakura Sakura, unless it's like really common and I'm just
So that's okay. If it is what I think it is, I don't know. Is there a video of it? I don't know. But
Yeah, I haven't watched it if there was one.
if it is what I think it is, it's a very traditional, very slow song. Like I'm pretty sure I like learned it on piano when I was just starting piano as like a 6-year-old.
Okay.
It's very
I
soft and like traditional, you know, I mean, that's all I can. I don't know. I didn't see it, so I don't know, but I'm assuming, you know, that's what
Yeah,
it
it is on
is.
YouTube. Yeah,
Yes.
from Dreams on Ice.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the free program is Romeo and Juliet, Lauri Nichol, which
Which
feels like a very
version?
typical, right? It doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't say it? Okay.
No, but it also feels like a very traditionally Japanese choice, regardless of what version she picks, actually.
I mean,
If
it's
anything, the
let's.
ballet Prokofiev would probably be the most out there choice, which
Yeah,
is
it would
weird to
be.
say.
It's honestly going to be like Nino Rota for half of it, and then it will go to the 1996 version just with Kissing You and then back to some like faster like whatever finish. That's what they've tended to do lately,
If
so.
Lauri Nichol does that, I'll be really disappointed because she's better than that. I really
Yeah.
hate the
She needs to stay in
that
one lane.
exactly. That's a very Atari skater type theme to do. Not like I really hate it when they do the three different versions of Romeo and Juliet all in one program. I'm like, no, please, no, these don't work together. And then next one I have on here is Rion Sumushi is Alba Lullaby by oh, is that
Maxine.
Maxim?
Okay,
Yeah,
Maxine.
Maxime. Okay.
This guy
Choreographed by
was
Misha G.
okay, so if you don't remember this guy, I haven't seen his name in skating in forever, but he did Toten Tens that both Slutskaya and Kwan were skating to in 2006, and he was like he was the second coming of Bon. Bon was more like the orchestral, like violin. Maxime was piano, and it was all like modernized piano pieces. So
Oh, I have this CD. Okay. I
I'm
know what
sure
you're
you
talking
do.
about.
Everybody loved, like, that was the hot
Yeah,
thing
I
for
used
a
to
while.
play that CD a lot when I was playing WoW.
But I actually don't remember this song. It must be on one of his later, maybe he came out with
Yeah.
something more recently, but I don't, I'm not familiar with it. So.
Yeah. And I'm not familiar with the free skate either. Everlasting Light,
Me
but
neither.
choreographed by Shaylin, so it's probably gonna be good.
It'll be good. Yeah.
It's probably gonna be good just for that. And the next one, you know, I don't really have any reactions to that, but the skater I have here is Rinka Watanabe. Her short program is to Get Lost from Moana 2, which again, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you know, I hopefully she's able to like really kind of like get into that character because I know we were talking about like, you know,
She's one of the
the
ones that's
performance
the odd one out.
ability. Yeah. And the free skate apparently is a I guess a lot of skaters are doing this
Best
lately, but
of a lot of
bringing
them,
back a program but redoing it, you know, revamping it in a way to make it like new, maybe, who knows?
Probably.
But the Jin soundtrack, yeah, I wasn't really excited. reading, for these
I
last
thought, I mean, it was a nice program. I
years.
remember it. And I think actually in the last few years, it's probably one of the programs that stands out the most to me. I just, I Kenji Miyamoto, the choreographer, I really like him. He is former ice dancer. He went to Worlds for Japan. He's creative. So I'm hoping that translates into something interesting. I don't know how much it's going to change from 2023, but I think she is a skater that really needs everything to stand out.
Yeah, no, especially if she's going to try to make the Olympics because she has lost a lot of momentum, fallen away. I still remember when she was a surprise win at Skate Canada, and everyone's just like, "Who is this?" And then it just was like nothing since then. And then we have Mao Shimada. I
Going for
am not
four World Junior
familiar.
Championships.
Four, oh dear. Let's see, short program is Get
Get happy
Happy
and
and
sing
Zing
sing.
Zing.
Yeah.
Oh, so the
So for
90s
me,
era.
okay, listen, I feel like she's going to turn into one of these skaters like Yuma, where she could skate to whatever, and I'll be like, the actual skating is really good. This to me screams like still junior skater, and I know she is. She's just
Yeah.
been around in the juniors for so long. Like, I the only reason I know Get Happy, this is so crazy, but I'm a huge fan of Twin Peaks, and at some point, I think it's in the first season still, but one of the daughters plays it on piano, and that's why I know that song. I'm not thrilled by that choice, but also, I mean, like, she turns pretty much everything I've seen into good programs, so.
Right. Just you just love the skating. You probably just turn the volume off and just be like, "Oh, this is great. I can
She
watch this all day."
has like that youthful energy that she's like always so excited by everything, and I know myself, I would be like, oh my God, get me out of juniors, like this is boring, but she manages to like always have an excitement
Give
for
me.
skating. She really likes it. Yeah.
And then okay, Rino Matsuzuki, which Lux Eterna, is that?
It was such a good program.
Okay. It's a short program now, though, being
I
rearranged
know,
from
I
a
don't
free
care. I
program.
don't care. This was
Okay,
one of my
interesting.
favorite
Okay.
programs of the year. Oh my God. So it's like this whimsical kind of like in the forest, fairies, like very like, I don't know. It's just like ethereal. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. I loved the program so much. So I don't care. Keep it as a
Oh,
short program next year, and then next year do it as a gala. I don't care. I loved it. And I'm very excited that she's keeping it in some capacity.
yeah, and then I like this idea too of like taking like the free program and then making it into a short program in some way, especially with a program that's had success. I wonder if we'll see this more from other skaters because it really does seem like that is it. You can't just recycle a program anymore. You have to make it something new. So yeah, hopefully we're just not seeing the same program for 3 years in a row and that
I
some
have
people have
no.
done to
It's going
us
to be a nice
before.
program.
So anything else for the Japanese women?
Anna Yoshida,
Yeah.
Kill Bill. I love the Kill Bill soundtrack. I think
Me too.
Hana is one of those more avant-garde. She doesn't move in the most graceful way, I would say, and it's good that they give her these kind of programs like Benoit Rouchot. I mean, maybe I don't know what happened, but I feel like he's getting it together and he's giving us programs that I really like or will really like. I
And he
will
just
like Kill
matured as a
Bill.
choreographer, since he's working so much now because so many skaters are going to him who have those, very same issues you were talking about. But I've seen that too, to where he used to only like explicitly give skaters avant-garde music. They have stuff that seems weird, you haven't
But
heard,
stories that are really
car
weird.
crashes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
But now it's like he's willing to almost it's like it's a stretch of his own kind of like creativity or, style to give more typical choices. But this, I agree, yeah. Would you even call Kill Bill avant-garde anymore in skating? Like, I really wouldn't.
I mean, I think the music is like, I think it has potential to be that kind of quirky oddness that you saw with Laureneki Goodman with Squid Game. I think it's going to be along those lines. I know the soundtrack really well, and there's some unusual pieces. I hope she doesn't play it. I hope they don't play it safe with some of the more, toned down stuff. But
But no, lean
we'll
into
see.
it, lean into the character, lean
Lean into
into
the
the whole
weirdness.
revenge plot, vengeance. Yeah, I love it when skaters do that instead of going safe with it. Yeah, and then the last one I had for the women here, for the Japanese women, was Mayumi Hara. Merry
I don't know
Christmas,
how
Mr.
much. No, I
Lawrence.
don't
Oh,
care. I
so
like
very
both of these
typical.
programs.
Okay.
I like both. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence for the short program, and then the planets Jupiter for the free skate. These are two programs that I really like. I don't know how much she's in contention for anything anymore.
Yeah.
But she's another skater, much like Satoko Miyahara. I always ripped into Satoko's lack of rotating jumps and the way she would get away. I remember so many Japanese, we talked about this in the first video, how Japan would show these slow motions or these rotations off the ice or the distance or whatever, and they would show in slow motion her doing like 2 1/4 rotations on a triple Lutz, like massively under, and no call on it. But you know what? I
Right.
don't care. Her PCS should have been the strongest, the highest. She is an amazing, amazing, amazing artist, and that second mark has to count for something. And I feel much like that with Mihara. She's so genuine in her skating, and it's nice.
I honestly just think the music, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, is just so just like not triggering in like a negative way, but only in like a my brain just instantly wants to be bored because I've heard it so much. It almost feels like the checklist for a Japanese skater. Have you skated to this yet? No, you cannot call yourself a Japanese skater, you know? And I'm just like, oh, and she's
No, I like it.
reusing
Hate, hateful, hateful. I
I
like
know that's your description of a lot of like my comments for this have been that,
it.
yeah.
Yeah.
And the choreographer David Wilson, and I'm also like, okay, so we are going back to the early
We'll have
2000s and
this. We'll have
2010s. Yeah,
this.
exactly. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Standing up, sleeping, right. And there isn't like that many announcements for non-Japanese skaters, just because, you know, it's July. We
And
only
it's
have this
not, they
because
don't
of
have
shows.
shows. Yeah.
They have shows, and the Japanese skaters aren't playing hide the ball with us for some reason, like all the other skaters do. But we have Brady Tennell's programs.
I'm intrigued.
Which I
No.
you know I am too. I'm not, you know, I'm not being hateful. I am intrigued as well. So it's No Time to Die is the short program.
So
And
the thing is, what I'm hoping for is, I'm assuming at least in part this program will be Billie Eilish, which is fine, but there is some gloriously beautiful music on this soundtrack. Junhwan Cha ended his program in 2023 when he was world silver medalist. He ended the program with a piece called Final Ascent. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. I have the piano sheet music like a few feet away from me because I love the music so much. He ended the program with this glorious Ina Bauer that he always does at the end of the program, but the music is so beautiful. I'm hoping that we get kind of like a beauty in this program mixed in with maybe, a little bit of Billy. I'm assuming that's almost a given, but I think it could be a really good program. Anything is going to be better than the March in Place, River Dance, Lord of the Dance, whatever it was last year. I mean, literally anything.
that was so
So,
bad. I was not a fan of that. That was just too much into the normal realm for Benoit to where it got like really
Not even
bad.
normal. That was like an intermediate skater. Let's march around in place and do nothing. I mean, I don't
Yeah, inspiration from Born in
know.
Graz.
Oh
And
my God.
I'm weirdly though interested in the free program, which I
Me
didn't think I
too.
would be, but the mission, I'm
Me
like,
too.
okay, I can actually see Brady doing that really well.
The only caveat I have to that is, she skated to Turandot last year, and this is a program that brings out the artist and everybody, regardless of whether they're a good skater or not. And with me, I just found the program to be okay. And that's unusual because I really usually like every single Turandot program that I see. Now, the mission is another program. Zagorska and Swiatek, I don't know if you remember them, the Polish pairs team. They had this like reinvention and they skated to the mission and they went to Skate Canada 1 year and they got a standing ovation for this program. The program just brings out, the music just brings out like this good skating. And I'm hoping we get that for Brady because I love the soundtrack. I really, really love
Me
the
too.
mission.
I just listened to it randomly,
It's
just
beautiful,
yep.
beautiful. So I think I'm excited to see both programs. Actually, quite excited by the choices.
I'm excited about the free program, especially just for that. Just going back to the short program really quick, though, like, you know, I saw this, and apparently my frame of reference to this song in skating is Kostunaya. And I go back to that, and I instantly just thought about that program. And so I know other people are going to make those comparisons too. So that'll be really interesting to see how that just kind of plays out, you know, over the season.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, the next skater, not excited about these choices at all, honestly. I already felt bored.
Yeah.
But Hai and Lee, okay, well, we agree. My Way, right? Choreographed by Misha G. I think he's doing both her programs. and the free skates to Carmen. So what's your
Carmen is just, I mean, I can't get excited over a Carmen. I
yeah.
really can't. The only way I think I would get excited is if some dynamic skater would use the Carmen version that Maria Butyrskaya used as an exhibition in 2000, because it has like highs and lows and it's much, much different than the standard Carmen. Now, every Carmen we see lately is, you know, it's good music, it's tolerable music, but it's like you're not really telling a story. And we go
I
back to the
know.
first video, you're just skating through the music, so why choose Carmen? I don't know. I could be completely wrong, but it's high in Lee, and I don't suspect that it's going to be like a very character-driven
Yeah, it's
program.
not. She's going to wear a red or black dress, and that's the extent of the character performance, most likely. Yeah. And then next is Jia Shen. I actually like the short program choice, Nocturne number 20, C sharp by Chopin.
Didn't Jeff skate to that?
Probably.
I think he did.
I honestly don't remember.
I think he did.
And then, but I'm really bored by the free skate choice
Oh no,
as
he
part of
skated to
this.
Prelude. He didn't skate to Nocturne.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Spartacus just never really does it for me. It's kind of like West Side Story for me. It's used all the time, and it's like it never really. It's nice music, but it just doesn't really get a
And you
reaction
have,
out of me.
and as a skater, you have to have like your own like charisma to almost kind of like push past the music, because it. Nominally Spartacus build, it kind of crescendos almost in a way like the mission does, right? So it's not like huge peaks, but it does it in a really nice steady way to where all of a sudden you're just kind of feeling this big moment. And it's just, in my opinion, most team skaters never live up to it. Can't skate up to Spartacus, can't fill the space that kind of Spartacus leaves for you. And I go back to,
Domnina and Shaolin.
yeah, okay, yeah, Domine and Chablin. I'm just like, I just remember watching that and being so bored. I'm so bored. Even that like weird Belvin D'Agosto program was so much better. for real. Yeah, so like I'm really not excited about that. And I only have this the next skater listed because of just who the choreographers are. It's I actually not familiar with this Chinese skater, Emi-Han Wang. But Benoit Rochot and David Wilson. So just showing that the Chinese Federation is willing to shell out some money to get choreographers. And so again,
For a
kind of
skater that's
holding out
really
hope.
not in contention, so it's interesting, you know?
And then just some rumors, and I'm curious what you think about this. But Amber Glenn is supposedly reusing her long program.
Well, what I saw on social media is the reason why people think this is because apparently Gabrielle Dailman posted a practice video with Amber's free skate music from last year playing in the background, which would
Oh.
mean, you know, if she's having that music played, I don't think it's by incident. I think it's because she's probably doing a run through of her program. The thing about Amber is I love her, but I feel like all of her free skates kind of have blended together in this soft, like,
Yes.
flowing, like this is a very introspective whatever. And you know, I saw her at Worlds and I actually really liked the free skate at Worlds. I don't think any program has stood out more than the others. I will say the Muse program was just so generic that that one probably stands out just for like the wrong reasons. But I thought the free skate last year was good, and she obviously was getting the scores from the judges. Her PCS was in the nines almost all year, if not all year. So if she feels like the familiarity will help her get through this season and deliver, then I don't suddenly seeing the judges tanking this program. So it might not be the
Yeah,
worst
yeah.
idea. I just would like to see something new, I think.
Me too. I'm okay with it if she can hit the triple axel consistently. If it helps her do that and keep that consistency up that she showed for most of last season. But even saying that though, as much as I enjoyed it watching it like live, I'm trying to remember any of it,
I
and
remember it
it's
just
really hard. It's
because
really hard.
most of her programs follow the same pattern, and she's not
Yeah,
the only
right.
one. She is not the only one who is guilty of this, but you know, it's pretty predictable how the program's going to go. No fault of her own, the triple axel is a difficult jump, but she really stalks it, and then you know she's going to do the triple triple, and just there's things that are predictable in the flow of the programs. So, I don't mind. I'll say I don't mind. I'm not like disturbed that she, if she is, because we don't know, but if she is, then it is what it is. I just would like to see maybe another side of her than this same kind of feeling that we get every year in the free skates, at least.
Right. It is that very like I don't want to say, I can't just think of another word, right? So no one take this too literally, but like depressive introspective. It's all kind of that. on the lines of that, the free program, and I would like
Yeah.
to see something different. I really like it when she does really kind of like a short program. I really liked last season. I hopefully she does something more in that vein for the short program instead of doing two back to back, kind of just kind of like skate well, otherwise I'm gonna feel sad, you know, like tight programs. Yeah. But yeah, so like overall though, these announcements so far have not been really exciting to me, aside from Wakaba. I'm just very much like, ugh, this feels so safe from so many of these skaters just trying to like keep up whatever momentum they have for the Olympic year and not just kind of mess up the view the judges have of them. But I'm just playing it safe. Just it very bored by a lot of these choices
No, I'm very
so
excited.
far.
I'm excited to see Kaori's program. I mean, we've already seen the short. I'm excited to see the free skate. And also, I mean, oddly enough, I'm interested to really see what Grady Tinnell has with those two programs. Everyone else, yeah. I mean, again, this goes back to if you watched our first video, just talking about some of the rules, how they are, and how skaters tend to use this slower kind of one level music, and I feel like a lot of these choices are in that same thing. So when you see like Wonder Woman or some of these more upbeat choices, it's exciting because we don't really see that much anymore.
Yeah, we don't. Okay, so on to the men. Again, mostly just Japanese men, and we'll start with again the top skater. But Yuma. Okay, so I'm actually, I think it's something we both agree on. I'm really excited about his free skate music. I don't really like his short program music, but watching it made me enjoy it.
100% the same thing, and this is what happened in 2022 as well. I think Michael Bublé, I think Feeling Good is the most terrible choice for a
Terrible.
skating program ever. I literally, I read like these rants every competition where people complain about the music they don't like, and I'm typically like, oh, get over it. Like, it's not that bad. Feeling Good just triggers something in me, and I'm like, oh, I can't.
There's 2016 Worlds where it was used
It was
multiple
every
times in
other,
almost every competition, and the
So,
audience literally
yeah.
started groaning.
Yep. So with that, in 2022 he used a different Michael Bublé piece, but the choreography was so good and the program was so charming and it just showed off his strengths. I loved it. So now, again, exactly like
Didn't he
almost
get
word for
higher
word,
PCS than Nathan Chen in the short program too? Like,
I think so. Or it
yeah,
was
and
almost the same. Yeah. I
it's very
feel the same
effective.
about the short program this year. Like I would not say
Same.
this is going to go into my playlist on heavy rotation. But I saw what he's doing with it, and the step sequence, I'm sure by the time the competition season comes around, is going to be even more elevated. I think just
I love that
I'm
too.
excited. I'm excited
And
to see it.
one thing I love about Kageyama and the whole Loy Nickel partnership and whatever they're doing is just that they literally make step sequences that no one else in the world can do. At least well, and not look like they're struggling, you know? And it's beautiful to see. I still remember watching that step sequence for the first time in Rain in Your Black Eyes, and just like I started tearing up. I'm just like, oh my God, this is like so beautiful. Like I can't like stop. And so I think, yeah, no
You're
matter
one of
what the
those
music
people.
choices,
You are
what?
one of those people where, like, we were talking about in the first video, if you feel that kind of feeling, then good for you. But no, but with him, I actually agree. The one thing I will say about his step sequences that stand him apart is that he's able to use his entire body so well, and he does these quick direction changes and these quick edge changes from like inside to stepping into outside and just weaving it all. And it like you don't know what shape it's going to go in, and it doesn't look clunky. It just looks like it's flowing so well. And he does this time and time again. And the thing is that it's always so different from one program to the next. And that's very uncommon. Skaters use
And
the
the
same step
ice
sequence
coverage
all the time.
too. The ice coverage in the step
That
sequences
push he
is
gets.
so good. Yeah, because right, it's not like you see most of these skaters, they're being really cautious. They're trying to make sure they make these turns. And even when they're making these like steps and turns, they're losing momentum and speed. Where he knows how to use his knees and the curves out to gain speed. It's beautiful to see.
So for
And
the
then the
free
free
skate,
skate.
yeah, let's
You go
so
ahead.
this is actually so Christopher Tin, who did a lot of the music for the Japanese team last year, he Loy Nickel actually went to him and asked him to create a turndo that was specifically composed just for Yuma. And I'm assuming since he has familiarity with the skating world and so many skaters have been using his music at the last few years, I'm sure that they built the program to perfectly match whatever choreography they kind of had in mind, or they went and said, you know, it needs to have a rise here, it needs to have a really big finish, it needs to have this, it needs to have that. I don't care about how overused this piece is most certainly going to be next year because it is an Olympic year
Yeah.
in Italy. And you know, we saw in 2006 Shizuka Arakawa used it to win the Olympics. That was the third time she used that program. But you know, it's been, oh, and you know,
It was
and Sarah
a
Hughes used it actually in 2002 as well. She used it as her second program in the Grand Prix final after using it as her original program in 2000. So it's a program. I mean, it's a music that, you know, Mino and Sand, all three world medals that they have came with that free skate. So it's been around skating forever. I mean, it's been winning competitions and winning
Yeah.
medals for a long, long time. And it's beautiful music. And I cannot wait to see what Yuma does with it.
Me too. I'm really excited, especially because like you can only envision just like these moments of brilliance. It makes me think back to that Gladiator program where he just hauls down the ice and does
So
that
triple
triple axel
axel.
as the last
Yep.
pro as the last
Yep.
jump in the program. I'm like, this is made for moments like that.
Yeah.
And then is it a special recording just for him
Yeah.
or
Yeah.
because too because it's like and we're not getting something that's like a fake like computer generated orchestra like you get for a lot of these skating arrangements. No, this is a full but Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and
And you got
National
a core a
English
choir
National
too.
Opera
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
recorded everything, and so it's going to be high quality, and I'm so excited. Just it just seems like the perfect mashup, perfect program for him. It's going to be really hard to think of any other skater who can pick a piece of music, a choreographer, and just that is such a perfect fit for a
Yeah.
skater.
Yeah. We could talk
And
about him
then
all day. We could literally make a
I know we
2-hour
could we
video about him.
I
Yeah.
know I know we
And
got
I'm
to stop.
sure as soon
Okay.
as we see the first video of the free skate, we're gonna like rave about it forever. But okay, so Shun
I know,
Sato.
10 years from now. Go ahead,
Yeah.
sorry.
Shun Sato, keeping his short program from last year. I think it's his best program to date. It's by Guillaume Suzerain. This year he has Guillaume doing his free skate as well. Firebird, this is another piece that you can throw in kind of with West Side Story and
See, I'm like,
Spartacus for me.
no.
I don't ever really get like a massive feeling out of it.
Because they're all
And
the
it's
same.
interesting.
They're all
Yeah.
the same. Here's the fire and
Will
here's
he
the
lay
bird.
the
Oh, the egg was the most unique piece of choreography there's ever been in a Firebird. You will live on
Yeah.
it forever, Gracie, just
But
for
so
that. Oh.
it's interesting to me though, because you know, he's a very introspective kind of quiet skater. The short program does bring out his really good qualities, in my opinion. I don't think that Firebird ever really brings out like qualities in anybody. It's kind of
Yeah.
just music that's there that you're trying to keep up with. I'll give
And
it a chance, but I just don't think I will.
generally haven't been impressed with Cesar's choreography. It doesn't feel like he
Yes, you
really
have. You're such a liar.
have
L'Operaire and
I?
Brissot, you love those programs.
Oh,
And
okay.
that
Well,
was him.
that's different. That's different, I guess. Maybe the one exception because the skaters themselves are that
Yeah,
exceptional,
yeah.
maybe. And maybe he felt more investment to do that. But in terms of like
Maybe.
singles, no, it's like I don't really get that
Yeah.
he's choreographing for the skater necessarily. So I have not really. I'm very like, Firebird
Okay.
and Cesar on. I'm like, no, sorry, not
Okay.
that. I mean,
Kazuki Tomono. Okay, so I already hinted at this at one of the
okay.
videos in the end of the season last year. Last month, we should say, not last year. But his free skate to Halston, this is from 2024. This is a piano piece that is one level that I would typically say, oh, but it is so good. It is so good. This was I think I could say it was my favorite program of the season that year. It was so good. And I know I'm in a very small minority. Like most people were like, what is this program? I loved it. I'm very happy he's bringing it back. And then that's it. I'm crazy. Sophie Tucker, also big fan. And this is another Shaolin kind of going outside the box for this. And Kazuki last year had kind of a weird free skate. I didn't really
Yeah, I
get
was not
into
into it
it.
last year.
Yeah, so I'm happy to see both of these programs, and I think that I will enjoy. I
Yeah,
will.
and he
I,
has that
he doesn't.
charisma that can carry the short program too. You know, this
Yeah.
isn't for every skater. Oh, and speaking
Next.
of like, oh, I'm really hoping he does well this season. I know he's had injury problems, but Kalmyra, short program, it's Sunset on, I don't even know this whole title.
Yeah, me neither.
Have you even heard of it? Okay,
No.
yeah, I have not. Yeah, and then but then I guess the free program he's deciding between two because he had two programs made, one by Benoit, and then one by Iwamoto, which who I'm not familiar with. I'm not sure if you are, but it's Phantom of the Opera, which is the reshow program, and
With
then The Last
six
Samurai.
different pieces.
Six different, which is a normal for a Phantom program
I
these
know, but
days.
come on, like, ugh, I don't
Yeah,
know.
I know. And just looking through the choices, and it was like, oh yeah, it's very typical. Let's end on point of no return. There's the crash. Bump.
I would much rather see Last Samurai. I love his skating. I
Same.
love Beauty and the Beast. I that
Me
final
too.
minute of Beauty and the Beast was so beautiful. I love I really I out of all the skaters today, Yuma, I can say is my favorite. Kao is right up there. He is right up there.
I
He is
agree.
such a good skater. He last year at Skate America, he was such a disaster in the practices. Like, he was awful to the point that I thought
Really?
he was going to
Oh.
withdraw. He was missing every he was falling so hard on his triple act, like hard falls, like body slams, and like looked like he was not with it. And then he skates like two amazing programs at Skate America. Later in the year, it all falls apart, injuries, doesn't go to Worlds, blah blah blah. But I still think at his best he is a potential medalist. So I hope that he can deliver when he needs to, because he would add another layer of suspense to the Olympics, because he is capable of a free skate score of almost 200 points, and that puts him
Right.
right in there. So
And that
I
was when he had
hope.
like no reputation. That's just him coming out skating like blazingly good programs. What was it? The Junior Worlds and Four Continents, two versions of Beauty and the Beast that were
Yeah, but the Junior Worlds
one was
one
total hack job.
sucked.
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
total hack
because
job.
it didn't even have the best part in it. Tale as Old as Time is like makes Beauty and the Beast, but they cut that part out for the Junior Worlds. But yeah, he's really enjoyable, and I like the quality in his skating as well. So I would rather not see Phantom of the Opera. I'm sure if he skates it, that
Same.
I would be a tolerable of it. But it's just we've seen it once. We've really seen it all. There's really no storytelling in it. So yeah, Last Samurai, please.
Right, yeah. And the next one, I'm only excited because of the choreographer.
Massimo, yeah.
Yep, it's
Tetsuya.
Tsuboi. It's short program is Anniversary, which I'm not familiar with as a piece of music, but I'm Scully.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited actually just purely for that reason.
Yeah. And then Soto Yamamoto, he's bringing back a short program he had for 2 years yesterday. And then for Free Skate, he's getting to Hallelujah. Soda is another skater. I actually, you know what? I feel like the judges don't respect him fully. I think he's a good skater. I think he has really good quality to his skating, and he's usually stuck, in the high sevens or very low eights in PCS. And I think he has a lot more to offer. He's someone that I consistently enjoy. I think he's like a step below what the top tier now is in Japan. So he's probably going to be stuck in that fifth or sixth or seventh place. But I still enjoy his skating, and he's another one. He has Lori Nichol as his choreographer. So the free skate, I'm sure, is going to be really, really good.
See, because okay, this is where I'm just like, it depends on the version
Hateful.
of Hallelujah. It depends on so much because
You
some
don't
just feel
trust Lori
so.
Nichol?
Okay. I love her for some skaters. And to be honest, there are also some skaters where you feel like she's here for the check. Because well, for real, like, you can't do perfect work all the time. Some of your work's gonna be brilliant, literally some best ever. Some of it's just outright not. And I just don't know because this just requires a level of almost like seriousness, maturity, and kind of like depth of experience that maybe he doesn't have, And so I just don't like the choice really. So few skaters I feel like can really pull this off. And again, it depends on the version he's using. If he uses one that almost feels like you're going to church, I'm like, no, already I'm done because then you lose all the actual meaning and emotion behind the song. So, but maybe that's just me being a snob.
Hateful. All right, so that's the Japanese men. Other men that have announced, we know Kevin Amos announced he was going back to Bolero this season. He announced it, I think, at Skate America, actually. It was very early on in the season where he's like, yeah,
Oh,
and
really?
he definitely talked about it in Finland. I think he might have mentioned it at Skate America, but it was known
If you
for a
told
long
me, I totally
time.
forgot.
Yeah, I told you.
Okay, well.
So he was actually in my neck of the woods a few weeks ago getting choreography adjustments from Sylvia, because she's now in Miami on this program. But
Okay.
I'm gonna assume by that fact that it's not going to be an exact duplicate of the 2024 version, even though, the choreographic sequence at the end of the program was consistently scoring fives across the board, so that does not need to
I
change
might
at
keep
all.
it. Honestly, if he didn't change a single part of that music or the program, I'd be okay
Well,
with it.
one thing I can say is, as someone that watches his programs very, very closely, because I really enjoy his skating, he was taking a lot of the choreography out in the second half of the program, in competition, but in practice he would still keep it in. There was like little stuff he would do on his toe picks and into the, I think it was into the flip at that point.
Really?
But yeah, there were
Okay.
little nuances that he would take out, and he would just kind of go straight down the ice and leave it out. So I think it can be elevated. I think he's in better shape now than he was in 2023, 2024, around that time. He's added a lot of strength training to his routine, and I feel like he's skating with more power through his programs.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see the changes that they made, and it pulled in the big marks. So it's a smart choice to go back to this. I still wish he was skating to White Lotus, as I offered up to him. But I have no idea what his short program is, but it's not that. So I hope it's something.
Someone needs to.
I don't even know what I hope the short program is, because I end up liking all of his programs anyways.
Yeah, same.
So
He's just one of those skaters who can almost pull off anything. Yeah. Going to the opposite. Daniel Grassel, short program is to a tango. So he'll have his hand on his hip a little bit, and then maybe that'll be the extent of
listen,
it. He'll be wearing black or
listen,
red.
as much as we do not prefer his jump technique, he has a way of presenting himself. I don't think it's like horrible. I think he has
Okay,
some of
fair.
an identity, so I'm interested to see what he puts out. It drives me crazy, his jump technique, yes, and the under rotations, but I still think there's like something likable about most of the programs anyways. Maybe that's just me, but
I guess I know you like White Crow, his White
White Crow was
Crow,
nice.
and it nice, but even me, I was just like, wasn't it the year right after?
Yes, but everybody
Okay,
used it in the
right.
year after.
Okay, fair. Okay, sure. But like, I just the comparisons kept happening for me, and then it was just I don't know, it didn't hit for me. And now the free program though is to the Conclave soundtrack.
I mean, I don't know either. Like,
I don't know. Not a literal interpretation is what I wrote here. I'm like, please don't do a literal interpretation. I don't know how you could, but if it's like Benoit doing these programs, I could see to where they're gonna try to do a literal version.
will it be Benoit though?
I don't know.
Eduardo de Bernardi is his co. I think he. I don't know. I don't
Okay.
know who does it. I think that's who does his. I'm
Regardless,
not
it's
sure.
very, I don't know about this choice. I've seen the movie like 3 times. I don't remember any of the music. Yeah.
Interesting.
Have you seen it? Like, I don't know. I'm
No.
curious. Oh, okay. It's actually a really good movie. It's kind of like a soap opera. It's just a soap opera in the Vatican. That's really all it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then I'm actually really excited about Mambola's music choices. They seem perfect
Using
for
two
him.
such overused choices, but I think
Right,
they're good for his give me attitude face and like
Yes,
this
yes, yes. I
dramatic,
have no skating
Yeah.
skills, but here I
No,
am.
he does
Like,
have some, but
yes.
if,
Okay,
listen, he
yeah.
is 6'4" or whatever he is now. He's probably 6'5" at this point, but he's, it's hard. It's hard. It is hard to gain speed when you're that tall. I will tell you, like it's as someone who skated at much lower levels, but I'm tall. I'm on the tall side for skating. It's hard to get that power. So,
I
short
think we're
program
both above
is.
average for US men's heights, but just not the above average we want to
No, I'm happy with my height.
Oh no. See, I would love a 6 in front of my height, but there's not, so
Whatever. Okay,
yeah,
so
so we didn't even talk about the choices.
no,
It's
short
Tosca
program
for the
is
short
Tosca.
program. Yeah. And then Free
Love
Skate
it.
is Scheherazade. Again, love both. And it's
I love Scheherazade.
Fuser Poli for is the choreographer, which also feels like a great fit.
Yeah, remember she's his godmother, so not
Oh,
no
that's
surprise.
right. I forgot about that.
So this is definitely him. I like these choices.
And then his compatriot Rizzo, I guess we have a short program, but his choreographer is Scully, so but I don't know the music at all. Silver
He's
Lines?
no, I don't know it either, and it's an
Yeah.
orchestral version. But he's worked with Scully quite a bit in the past, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So
Yeah,
I like his
I
skating.
think he's the one that like I think we tend to disagree though on like how much we like Rizzo. I really like Rizzo. I don't know. He has this like to
I do
me
too.
natural
I
charm
do.
and charisma. Even if the skating's not always there, I tend to always enjoy his skating. And
I
he's
just think
somebody
I
I've
feel
been
like
rooting
his
for a
free
lot.
skates were really like boxed into one kind of whatever.
I love that Bruno Mars free skate.
Yeah, but like that's a thing. Like, and then there was a Coldplay free skate, I think, and like
Yeah, they're all
everything was always
typical. Yes.
following the same pattern. But he did have a Greatest Showman free skate that he ended up keeping, I think, the whole year. But in the beginning of the year, I watched it in some like the Lombardia or some, and From Now On is one of my favorite songs from Greatest Showman. The last like 2 minutes of the program, literally, it seemed like the step sequence never ended, and it just kept like on loop, the same part over and over and over again. I'm like, this does not work. They changed it by like the Grand Prix, it was changed. But that was the one like program that kind of stood out as different for me out of the things he's done, because it's typically like a top 40 kind of mishmash of pieces. So, but I like his skating. I like him too. Okay, Jimmy Ma is also using Nessun Dorma. This is for me. I think this will be a very good choice for him. So Jimmy was first. Oh my God, no! Listen,
Sorry.
Jimmy first broke onto the scene by these like very modern, like hip hop, turned down for what? Like these very like over the top step sequences, basically. And then, but the thing is, I think some of his classical music efforts are just as good as what these more modern programs were. I think this will be a good program.
But like, I see, I saw this and I'm just like, no, this music feels too big. I want to be wrong. I would love to be wrong. It just feels too big for him. It feels like it will overpower
Well,
him.
actually, I will say one thing. You know, he used Clair de Lune. He used it in 2024 or 2023, one of those years. And then last year, he skated to
Or
La
all like,
Terre
I didn't see
Vue du
Bio.
Ciel.
Okay.
Okay, so but then by the end of the year, he was using this old Clair de Lune program again. Then in the last 45 seconds, it completely changes into this like modern, like strong beat, whatever. I hope that this Nessun Dorma is all just like on one level, and we don't get this weird like remix at the end of the program.
I know, right? Are we gonna get like a hip hop break? Are we
No,
gonna
I hope
do
not.
like, is it to go to the Nation Chen route too? Have that
Oh
at
my
the
God,
end of
I really
it?
no, I hope not. I hope not.
Yeah,
But I like it. I like the choice.
as much as I love Nathan Chen, I was really glad to see that whole like, what did he do? Beethoven, but made it modern and hip hop. I was really glad he got rid of that program and that
Oh
most
yeah.
skaters were like trying to bring that
It
style
was
back because it was really
Mozart,
big in
wasn't
like the
it?
early 2000s. Yeah, okay, Mozart. Okay, was it
Yeah.
Mozart? I honestly don't
Yeah.
remember because it was that bad.
Well, he didn't use it for very long. It was like Skate Canada, Skate America, and maybe Nationals.
All right, those are all like the
Anthony
major
Pa
skaters, really.
Yeah,
Oh,
Anthony
yeah.
Paradis, yeah, he's an interesting, if you haven't seen him, he's a very artistic Canadian junior skater. He's skating Symphony Number 9 from New World Symphony. Very very famous piece of classical music that really hasn't been used that much in skating. I know Zagorska Sidek used it when they won the world bronze medal in 1999, and then Denis Vasiliev also used it a few
Okay.
years ago. I think it was on the European podium with it, but other than that, it's really not been used that much. And he choreographs his own programs. Like he has the help of
Oh,
David Wilson.
really?
Yeah, but he's very involved in his own programs. Without a triple axel, he's probably not going anywhere fast, but he's still like an enjoyable skater because he's very, very concerned with that second mark, which is rare these days.
Because it is big music that you have to hit, that you have to like meet the challenge that the music presents to you. But he definitely can. Just yeah.
Pairs, actually, there has not been very many announcements here. Conti
Oh.
and Mazzi, world bronze medalists, are using Caruso by Lara Fabian. Interestingly, the choreographer is Roman Hagenauer, so they went to
Yeah, that
Montreal for a
was
little.
strange to see. I wasn't expecting that. And I'm not
Yeah.
excited about this. I don't know about
Me
you.
neither. But you know what? This is like,
Okay.
I think we probably said at Worlds, like, this is probably what they're going to skate to. I don't think we said Caruso, but we said, like, it's going to be something along these lines. It's so
Something
predictable
Italian
with
and
them, you
dramatic,
know?
yeah. And
Yeah.
I just don't like that they're using the Lara Fabian version because it's too it leaves me feeling cold. Like I don't know about you.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't like the original because he's not the best singer, but to me it's the most raw in terms of emotion.
Yeah.
And so
I have
I
no thoughts. Like I don't I have no thoughts about it. I'm sure it's gonna be there, and that's it.
Yeah, it's gonna be there. So yeah. Singer, choreographer choice, not really excited about, not necessarily the music itself, but because I think it actually is very them if they can get to a very emotional place with it. Because that's who, to me, what they are. They're just like emotional raw. They're not the cleanest skaters, so they need to bring that depth of emotion to it. And I don't see this doing that.
Vipe and Law and Digby, who are, I probably, if I had to give an award for most improved from one season to the next, I would give it to them. They're so good now. I love Mark Henready. I think he's so good for the commentary of the sport. And he is, if you want to know like a real nut about skating history and like these details just off the top of his head, it is him. They're using Fix You by Coldplay. I like Coldplay. I'm not one of these people that's like pushing Coldplay into like this Nickelback kind of,
I
whatever,
do
where it's
too.
like,
I like Coldplay.
but
It's
Fix You is
very
kind of just like, I don't know.
I have a lot of nostalgia for this. So right after I graduated, I had to like work to like make money to go to like school. And so I would walk to like Applebee's like a mile and a half, 2 miles every day. And the XY CD just came out. I literally listen to this on that walk all the time. And so I don't have like a anti-Coldplay mentality like a lot of skating fans have. Although I think Coldplay's a lot more popular these days, given some recent
Well, as
headlines.
of yesterday, I was gonna
As of
say
yesterday, right?
they're gonna get a
Yeah.
resurgence, so
They are, yeah. I'm sure you could go on iTunes right now and just see that all their
that they're
CDs
on
are
the top of the
rising.
charts.
Yeah. But, I agree with you. I'm not really excited about this choice just because they're all these Fix You programs end up being very the same. How do we crescendo to that moment? Da na 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 na. And right. And most teams fail to hit that moment. Most skaters do.
Most
So
skaters,
like
not the Shibutanis. I mean, like, almost are.
Exactly. Right. Ever since the Shibutani's use it, I don't think anyone's done it as well. And
Nagaoka
then.
Moriguchi, they're using the same short program as last year, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Tree of Life, the free skate. This is, I haven't looked that much into it, but I'm pretty sure this is the piece that Nicola Delamonica and Matteo Gorice used. I'm going to say in
Oh,
2018 when
yeah.
they had the green outfits. I think it was 2018, but
It sounds very familiar, yeah.
the music has been used before. I've definitely seen it listed elsewhere, and I think that was them. No thoughts about the music. It's kind of one level for me, but like I said, this team, if they hit their technical elements, they're going to score very well. So I'm sure there will be
And it
some
really is
kind
just
of
about that, though.
excitement level to the program.
And then I only put the next ones again. Again, it's more up and coming Chinese pair, but it's more for the choreographers. This is Sevchenko and Risho for their programs. And again, shelling out money. So please, Chinese Fed, spend that cash on Lori Nichol for swaying on. Because it seems like you got some cash this year that you didn't have the last few. The pairs field, again, not a lot of announcements. It's hard to kind of like think about,
Well,
what
we
it
got
even looks
another
like.
Coldplay out
And
of this, so
we did.
and I actually really like Oh is a really beautiful song. Shibutani's used it as an exhibition. Adam Rippon used it as part of his free skate in 2018. I think it's very skating-esque music that really hasn't been used as much as it probably should be compared to some other stuff. So this is, it's not a team that we're going to see much of, if at all, because Sui and Han are returning, but we'll see it at probably Cup of China, and I'll say it's pleasant.
Okay, on to dance. Again, similar to Paris in that we don't have a lot of announcements because, again, no really major Japanese teams are contending. Those are the ones we know. But we'll just start off with the one that's probably the one we've talked about the most. You want to go ahead?
So yeah, I'm actually very intrigued by this. Chalk and Bates are getting choreography by Antonio Nyaharo, who choreographed Anesina and Peyseroz's original dance in 2002, and this is like one of the all-time greats that people talk about. Very, very in line with the style, the flamenco style that was that season. They've worked
I used
with
him
him
before.
before. We saw a little, I'm gonna assume it's part of their choreographic step. We saw a little glimpse of it in a clip that they put online, and it's intriguing to me. I don't know how much of the choreography is going to stay from what they were given to actually what they compete. Not
And that'll
reading
be of
them,
it.
but this
Because
is
this is the first time they've used someone not from Montreal, right? No IAM, like, as a choreographer. I think it's the first time. Because I know they used him with Igor. He did their
Well,
Rachmaninoff
I mean,
program, which
Massimo helped out
total.
with the free dance last year, remember?
Oh, he
So,
did? Oh, okay. I honestly don't remember.
well, I mean, we talked about how that's the one miss that he gets, and that's it. I don't know how much of it was him, but he was part of the career. He was part of the team for that,
But
so
who knows how much they changed too all throughout? Because even I going back to Rachmaninoff, I remember seeing it at the beginning of the season to later, totally changed so much of it, got rid of a lot of stuff, and that's what we were talking about. Like things look promising, but how much of it will stay, right? Because their whole thing, this last quad that they've been doing, is just focusing on being clean. So let's take out transitions, let's take out choreography, let's take out speed, right? So I don't know. I want to be excited. I want to like feel good because I want to go back to enjoying Chalk and Bates.
But they need a character-driven something. They
They do.
cannot have this vibe thing. And you know what? It sounds foolish of us to say that repeatedly because they are world champions 3 times in a row.
I
But
know, right?
for me to enjoy them, they need to have some kind of character something. And it's not going to take
Same.
away from, the scoring of the elements, which is not their fault. But I want to feel the vibes that I felt in their alien program. I want to have like that quirkiness
Even
and
Elvis to me was better than anything they've done this
yeah,
quad.
but Elvis is
Meh, right? Meh. But at least then there was charm, there was character. I felt like a level of like joy watching them. Whereas this last few years have just been like, ugh, especially the last 2 seasons. My God, like these free dances last 2 seasons were terrible in my opinion. So bored.
Tashlers, as we said in the first video, they're getting the choreography from
Yeah.
Massimo Scali. We don't know anything about it, but that excites me that they're going in
Me
that
too.
direction. And I'm going to repeat it. I think everyone should be considering going to him and finding some kind of identity or something that works for them, because I feel like he takes his time to really analyze the skating and say, this is what will work.
I don't even know what their first competition is, but I'll hopefully they'll add a senior B before the Grand Prix starts, because I'd like to see that like sooner rather than later, just what that product is, because they're a team like I think fans like we all like them as skaters, right? I think we all like them as people they get rooted for, but the programs doesn't always match up to how much the fans like them. But then the next team is the upcoming juniors, Tali and
La
Lafornara.
Fornara.
There we go. I like this just because we're seeing just these first glimpses of what team they're
I
picking
know
for the
this is
rhythm
like the one
dance,
rhythm dance that we see. I know. I'm
right?
like,
It's Baby Baby by Corona, and then No Limit by Two Unlimited, which is honestly like music I'm not super familiar with. So I was surprised by that.
No Limit is
Do I know
Denise
that?
Beelman skated to it as part of an like in a long like a I don't know an artistic program, I guess they called it back in the day. So I know that I should have been better at this, but I've been quite busy and I did not look up some of these songs.
No,
But
you
I
were moving. You've had life stuff. You've got like a lot going
So
on. But
no
they're both
okay
very dance like
okay
songs.
yeah
So it seems like they're going that route with it, which we'll see what the other teams do. I'm still kind of like, who's gonna go like the grunge and whatever
yeah
route? That'll because
someone
that seems the
will
most challenging.
L'Operaio Brusso.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, they'd be perfect. And then they'll still not go to the Olympics. Whatever.
No, they will go to the
I mean,
Olympics.
not the Olympics. They'll still be not underscored at the Olympics for that. And then what? The free dance Requiem,
That's the
Mozart.
piece that Nathan Chen had that he dumped, so but he had like a modernized version, so I
And
don't I
hopefully
this is another
there's
one. It's
not.
beautiful music and I'm very familiar with it because I grew up, classical music was my thing, playing piano, blah blah blah. But I never really I didn't Requiem was just
I
kind of
mean,
there for me. So
Denki and Stravinsky, I think it's the only program I remember at all to this music. And they even use that weird, oh God, like, okay, so just an aside, I thought this that music choice was just so like out there. I thought they had all these like cool effects to kind of like put in the whole Seven Deadly Sins aspects, just to turn out all those like music effects were actually just in the music track. Like even the baby music, the sounds are in the music track itself. And I'm like, oh, okay, random. Who's making this track? But okay. Next one feels very on the nose, considering we're not gonna see at the Olympics, but Soucis and Fierce are doing Riverdance with a free dance. Has there been a good free dance to Riverdance? like I can't think of
I hope
anything.
there is one because I like the music. This is another PBS. You know, when I'm a child, every 10 minutes they have it as the whole show, and they want people to call in and donate money. So I got very very familiar with the entire Riverdance as well. I like this team. I have a soft spot for them. I hope it's not a tribute to Born and Kratz. That's all I can pretty much say about it.
I don't see Caroline doing a tribute to Born and Kratz. But yeah, she's been very honest as like a commentator, and there's no way she watches Born and Kratz's Riverdance and is like, this is such a great
Well, I
piece of
don't know,
sport
you
and
know, like,
art. No way.
I
Unless
don't know.
her pro-Canada bias is really that
That's what
strong
I'm
that
saying,
day.
probably, yeah.
But, maybe she won't admit it out loud, but there's no way she's gonna be
Her
inspired by
famous
that program.
quote, it's Russia.
That's true, that's true. And she's never said it's Canada, which same effect. Yeah, so like though just these the next one too is Yoshida Morita, Japan. Another we have a rhythm dance. It's Stomp to My Beat and then Butterfly. Oh no, is that the You're My Butterfly song?
Oh, you know what? Well, you're talking about Crazy Town, I think,
Crazy Town,
Butterfly.
yeah. Is that
Yeah.
like a 90s song
It's
even?
like 99, I think. If I
Oh dear.
remember, I
Okay.
remember, I mean, I remember the music video to it on MTV, but I would hope it's not. I don't know. I
Strange
don't know.
choice,
Yeah.
gotta say.
And then what's the free dance?
Turandot.
Yeah.
Wow. Has there been a good free dance to Turandot? I can't even think of
I don't
one.
even remember many teams skating,
Yeah.
ice dance teams.
Yeah, same. I can't recall really. We'll see. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
It'll be a good one. We'll see. Okay. But in general, like, just a few rhythm dance things. There's like one more I'm going to talk about because it just feels so out there. I want more. I don't really like what I'm seeing so far. I don't, and maybe that's just me and my own being a 90s like kid and having my own bias of what I want to hear based on like my childhood. But I don't know. I have not been impressed by these few. But granted, we haven't seen anything of the top teams, but I don't see them going really like beyond the safety zone or safety net for choices for the rhythm dance. So like but on that, there's a French team, honestly not familiar with,
Perrier, Giannini, and
Giannassini and
Blanc
Clapperman.
Clepperman,
Oh
yeah.
yeah, are skating to the Magic Mike soundtrack.
Interesting.
Right, for the rhythm dance. And I'm like, okay, do they go on theme or are they just using the music in the soundtrack, right? And that'll be interesting. Because if they go on theme, then it's like, oh, okay, I might just have to be a fan of
Aren't
this
they a
team just
junior
for
team,
that.
though?
That
Like,
has not stopped
I know.
anybody from anything. I still think about what all those junior Russian girls skating to Hey Big Spender. Yeah. So yeah, the taste level and figure skating is not always there. Especially in Ice Dance. And then their free dance is just really typical Tarzan, but it's Olivier Schoenfelder.
Yeah, I was gonna say Olivier
And I don't think
Schoenfelder.
we've seen a lot of his choreography, have we?
As far as I am aware, no.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. Yeah, so again, mostly just Japanese skaters for a lot of this. We probably won't see more until like August when we see them hit the ISU bios. But yeah. So what are your impressions so far just on?
Lots of Turandot. I'm sure there's going to be lots more. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Pavarotti. There's going to be a lot of Puccini. You know,
Right, what other operas
it's
are missing
La
that you've been skating?
Bohème,
Yeah.
anything Puccini. I suspect a lot of that stuff. I think Lara Fabian we'll see a lot more of.
Yeah.
I'm hoping skaters kind of go outside the box again. I don't know how much they will, but there's always that like
Ow.
one program like Squid Game last year or Selevko's short program. I want it to be weird. I want to get like the
Yeah.
weird vibes that we used to get. I'm interested to see what Scully does with the Toshlers, especially. I'm even intrigued by Chalk and Beach, shockingly enough. You know,
Yeah, me too.
I
Yeah, just that they're going back to
yeah.
Nihara. Oh God,
Nahara.
please teach me how to pronounce it. Nihara. Thank you.
Naharo.
Yeah. Oh, I'm never gonna get that perfect accent.
That's okay.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I'm intrigued too, but I'm also very ready to be disappointed because even if I like the version that we see at the beginning of the season, I know by the Olympics, it's not gonna be the same program. They're gonna gut a lot of it, take a lot of it out. It's gonna be if history has taught us anything. Yeah, I'm really excited to finally see what Alyssa skates to. Only because I'm just like I watched a fan cam of her 2000 of her world's free skate, right? And you could feel the energy and everything, but from the fan cam, it's from like a higher angle. It was so clear how little ice she covered, and so just that kind of like we keep doing this motion a lot when we talk about that skate, but all this charm, all this excitement, everything. It almost kind of like covered for that. Even if it was noticeable, it didn't bother me as much. But watching this version, it really did. It was so apparent.
We were in the
Never getting
moment
to the
though.
board. And so can he replicate that? Right? Can Scully replicate that for the next season? And that'll be, I think, the thing I'm looking out for the most.
I have no other thoughts. I want to get the season started,
I
and
know, right?
I even these even you know since it's an Olympic season, even these first internationals like Lombardia and some of the stuff, I'll go in and I'll watch here or there clips that I want to, but I'm excited to see pretty much everything, especially in ice dance, because I want to see what music they're using for the rhythm dance. I really want to know, like,
We know.
out of all the choice, out of 127 choice,
So
whatever I gave,
much.
like, what are they going to use? Or are they just going to go to these meh kind of choices?
Are you ready to be disappointed too? Because I almost feel like there's always that level
Of
of that.
course.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
Think
same.
about 2002. We go back to this all the time, but all those programs sucked in Ice Dance in 2002, all their free dances. So it's like, I can only hope, but.
I love that too, to where it's like the ISU was like, because 2001 was just full of dramatic like programs. They were like,
Now it
guys,
has to be
please be
upbeat.
exciting. And then most teams ignored the whole upbeat directive. The gold medalists and the silver did super dramatic. Like, I mean, a 9/11 program won the silver medal, like at the
And a Martin
Olympics,
Luther
and
King
then the
program
worlds
won the
won. They
gold
won the
medal.
gold, right?
So.
But then the exciting programs were crap. Like the more upbeat ones were crap too. So like I we'll see what kind of happens. I just hope because the rhythm dance is inherently a lot more upbeat, we're just not seeing this whole like dramatic, slow, lovey-dovey or whatever for the free. That's my only thing. Yeah. But so just preview for the next. We keep talking about it. We are doing it. It's going to be most likely two episodes about the ice dance. So the first really just talk. It's going to talk about the changes from the last time the scoring system really changed. So 2017, 2018, and then today. And there are really big differences in terms of like the balance. And then it will just the next episode will just talk about today and just what is the scoring like today? Where does that balance really lie, and where is all the scoring potential, and what are teams most likely focusing on considering all
This is our first two episodes of our new
Yes.
season.
Yes.
We'll be back with much more consistent updates, I think, leading up
Yeah,
to
as
the
the news
season, and
trickles
then
out and everything, yeah.
and the se when once the season starts, it's going to be pretty constant. But yeah, for now, hope you enjoy our two episode kind of special to start this new season. As always, write emails, make comments under the videos, tell us what we got wrong, because I'm sure there's many things that we'll go back and be like, oh my God.
Right, my pronunciations too, please. I'm happy to be corrected. I can't promise I will learn how to do it to everyone's satisfaction.
Same. Anyways, for now, my name is Tony Wheeler.
I'm Thomas Vu.
Thanks for watching the skating session, and we will see you soon.
Right, bye everyone.